And we are back here on Unusual Sources, 93.3 CFMU FM, broadcasting to Hamilton on the FM dial at 93.3 and the rest of the world at cfmu.mcmaster.ca via our online streaming service. And we're very pleased today to have on our program Canadian author, journalist, and activist Eve Engler. He's having a very exciting book tour that's receiving a lot of attention. And Of course, Eve has been a familiar guest on our program. We even played an earlier preliminary interview about his new book, which is entitled The Ugly Canadian. We'll be getting some more details on that book. But let's just say hi. Eve, thanks very much for being on the program today.
Thanks for having me.
Well, we're very lucky to have your time. I think our listeners are quite accustomed to this situation. On one of his many tours, Eve is now, every second is precious. He just gave an interview, and that was after one of his tour stops. He's already been to about three cities. Is that right? How many cities have you touched upon so far, Eve?
Yeah, well, Hamilton's going to be number four. I did two actually standing room only events in Ottawa and Montreal, 140 in Ottawa, over 100 in Montreal. So as far, people are quite into hearing about Stephen Harper's foreign policy misdeeds.
Yeah, well, what's the full title of the book? Is it just The Ugly Canadian, or is there like a subtitle?
It's The Ugly Canadian, Stephen Harper's Foreign Policy, and it really focuses on the last few years of Harper's foreign policy reign.
Right. You see, our listeners probably know already that Eve is the author and co-author of a number of very important, groundbreaking books about Canadian foreign policy. Those listening probably remember Canada in Haiti, Waging War on the Poor Majority, that he co-wrote with Anthony Fenton, and more recent books like The Black Book of Canadian Foreign Policy or Lester Pearson's Peacekeeping, The Truth May Hurt. Eve, of course, has been bringing so much of this goodness to us. That's why his tour is being received so well. I guess, as you point out, with the increasing international tensions, with the domestic problems, I think there must be a lot of interest among citizens on the wide range of topics that you're presenting. So what kind of questions are people asking you so far at these tour stops?
Wide spectrum of different questions. I think people are obviously concerned about the ongoing Canada's campaign against Iran and whether that might lead to a full-scale war against Iran. I argue that Canada's already in a low-level war against Iran, attempt to crush Iran's economy through sanctions, attempt to, you know, spark a military conflict through the naval vessels that are patrolling off the coast. Shutting the embassy down with the intent, which is usually seen as, you know, the first step or the step before a full-scale declaration of war. So people are obviously asking questions on that. The Palestine issue is something that comes up all the time. One element that I think is sort of new in my writing, at least, that I really go into in lots of detail in this book, that's an area that I was kind of ignorant about, the extent, at least, of it, is just how much the Harper government is lobbying for tar sands interests in the U.S., in Europe, trying to push back against any attempt to reduce carbon emissions generally, and carbon emissions coming from different fuel sources. And that's an element, I think, that's really troubling when reports are coming out, like a recent one commissioned by 20 governments, that showed that as many as 100 million people will die from climate change over the next 20 years. These policies that Harper's pursuing, anti-environmental policies, these are tantamount to crimes against humanity. So that's an element that I think that many people might be somewhat surprised, just how extensive the lobbying is, and how destructive that is.
It's a wide range of topics, to be sure. I mean, in the past, your books have often focused on very specific areas of Canadian foreign policy. One book dedicated to Haiti, another book dedicated to Israel, another book dedicated to peacekeeping, and there was the more general study in the Black Book of Canadian Foreign Policy. Now it looks like you're investigating a number of domestic issues, so the environment is one of them. I guess you had to develop some focal points for the book. So what would you say are the main areas that it tries to address?
There's a chapter on mining and the Harper government lobbying for mining interests and all the destruction that Canadian mining companies are causing around the world. The environmental chapter is not done from a domestic standpoint. It's done from an international standpoint and from the standpoint of climate change and climate disturbances are affecting hundreds of thousands of people around the world in terms of already, you know, 100,000 people are dying because of climate disturbance around the world. Those aren't Canadians that are dying. Those are people, the most vulnerable people out there in poor countries, you know, and most of the emissions are coming from countries like the U.S. and Canada, but people in places like Bangladesh and Ethiopia that are the victims of these emissions, and the Harper government's refusal or, you know, blocking of all attempts to try to reduce these emissions. So there's that, you know, that issue, the Arab Spring. There's a whole chapter on the Arab Spring and Harper's support for the dictatorships in the Middle East, continued support for, you know, the regime in Saudi Arabia, selling huge amounts of Canadian weapons to Saudi Arabia, regular ministerial meetings, visits to Saudi Arabia. Something like 6 or 7 Harper ministers have gone to Saudi Arabia the past couple of years, trying to deepen those relationships with probably the most repressive regime, maybe the most repressive regime in the world. And there's, you know, chapter on the mining sector, chapter on Harper's opposition to the leftward shift in Latin America, chapter on Haiti, chapters on all kinds of different important, obviously Palestine, the campaign in Libya, Canada's very central role in the bombing of Libya and what was really going on there.
Yeah, it's become almost a routine by now. All they have to do is give some allegations. In that case, it was a mass rape, giving out Viagra to soldiers. And you got enough outrage out of our corporate media that Canada was able to extend and escalate what was supposed to be a no-fly zone into quite a big operation to remove the government. Now, and I guess you've been looking at the business interests there. They've been all over Libya and anywhere else. They've really opened it up there.
For sure. That was the first thing, before Gaddafi was killed, the Harper government had reestablished their economic personnel at the embassy in Libya. There's been numerous trips from Ed Fast with different corporate executives to Libya. There's obviously, you know, the major economic interests of SNC-Lavalin and Suncor. Suncor that had over $1 billion investment there that was, you know, brought into question after the fact. But you know, Libya is an example, as you alluded to. This was, you know, the stories, the accusations that were made about what was going on in Libya in terms of Gaddafi's repression. These are stories that got blown into something completely out of proportion. There's no doubt that there was some repression, but these stories of mass rape and stuff were just totally over the top. And those are stories that, you know, 4 months after the end of the fighting, or the main fighting at least, Harper was still, you know, making those, repeating those, or sort of John Baird, not Harper, Foreign Minister Baird, repeating those allegations on Canadian TV to justify Canada's involvement. There are lies, packed upon lies that the Harper government has put forward to justify what was really, at the end of the day, one more example of Western imperial intervention in a country of the global south.
Something to keep in mind with regard to the situation in Iran and the government's approach there. And it's probably too recent to have been included in your book, but I know John Baird's been hanging out at the UN and following the presentations. But I don't know how well we're being received as a nation, as Canada, anymore there. I think last I heard of it, they put John Baird at the end of one of the big conferences, and he was basically lecturing to an empty room.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's no doubt that one of the things that's going on with the Harper government's policy is that there is a increasing international understanding of the extremeness of conservative foreign policy. And so there's Canada's, to whatever extent it had influence among opinion, that's diminished among UN opinion. I'm personally not of the type that cares all that much about whether there's diminishing Canadian support for Canada at the UN. I think that's generally a positive development. Sometimes that's the way that, you know, the NDP tend to criticize the conservative foreign policy. Not that there's something morally unjust with what they're doing, you know, against Iran or against other countries, but rather that it's, you know, tactically, it's, you know, isolating Canada, or it's not popular with other countries. I mean, yes, that's certainly one of the criticisms, but I think that not often enough do we speak in more moral terms about the fact that, you know, Canada, with the conservatives and, you know, Canada more generally, but certainly more extreme way under the conservatives, the Harper government is basically siding with imperial and corporate interests over the interests of most people elsewhere.
I suppose we have to be more thorough in our critique of the government's actions, otherwise we just dig ourselves deeper into a hole. But the domestic approach, the investigation, resource extraction, environment, and so on, all the way down to the government's inconsistent approach to elections, democracy, suffering, that sort of thing. It must be causing a stir, some ripples there. What kind of reviews? I guess the first ones are coming in. So
yeah, well, it's early. The folks at iPolitics were not particularly happy with the book, and they wrote a very right-wing criticism, complaining that it's too one-sided. It doesn't, you know, it's not doesn't give all sides equally. You know, that's one review. Another review from Jim Miles, it's appeared on a number of different more progressive websites, is quite sympathetic. I got a nice a mention from Haroon Siddiqui in the Toronto Star on Saturday. He's at least read some of the book, so I think that this is a topic that it's so current that I would hope that it's difficult for the corporate media to completely ignore it. They've done a pretty successful job generally of ignoring most of my writing and most other, you know, serious criticism of Canadian foreign policy, but I would hope that this will be slightly more difficult for them because of just how topical it is. And because I think there is also, you know, even a realization with certain sectors of the establishment that the conservative foreign policy is not necessarily always a good thing. I think there's even a big, fairly significant chunks of the foreign affairs bureaucracy that's uncomfortable with some of the extremeness of the conservative policy. So there's that, and so far, you know, the turnouts have been very good at events. So I think generally, it's going to be a bit more difficult for the dominant media to just completely ignore some of the documentation in the book.
Well, when it comes to an honest evaluation or reporting on Canadian foreign policy, it's often here on these community radio programs that you hear it first. I guess we got to get going, but there was one other thing I wanted to ask about, and that is the stickers. A lot of people might not know about this, but you have produced quite a large number of stickers to draw attention to some of these issues, and I think you're giving them out, or you have them available at the book tours. Can you tell us about this sticker campaign?
Yeah, we printed 300,000 Stop Harper's Crimes stickers with the mention of Palestine, militarism, climate, and mining, sort of four main issues. Foreign policy issues that are, you know, criminal in Harper's policy has really been destructive on. And alongside that, there's a website, harperscrimes.ca, that's on the sticker. There's a top 10, list of Harper's crimes against humanity with some just basic information about all those different issues. And with time, we're going to add to the website to hopefully make it a hub of good critical commentary on Canadian foreign policy. And so my hope, and part of what the hopes of this, the political goals of this book tour and the book and the stickering campaign particularly, is to really get groups that are struggling on specific elements of Canadian foreign policy, you know, the pro-Palestinian groups, get them increasingly seeing their struggle in commonality with, you know, the mining justice groups challenging Canadian mining interests elsewhere, alongside the, you know, anti-war groups, alongside the environmental groups that are, you know, critical of Harper's sabotage of international climate change negotiations, and get those groups as much as possible seeing some commonality in their struggle and seeing some, you know, the need to sort of work together to the greatest extent possible. So one of my hopes politically with this tour and the stickers is to start building something, building towards a cross-issue foreign policy alliance, foreign policy network that, you know, hopefully the stickers could be a kind of a spark in getting people thinking cross-issue and, you know, having some of the, you know, Palestinian groups that might not really think about climate change issues that much, get them maybe thinking about things in similar ways to some of the, you know, climate groups, which would generally not have much to do with the Palestine issue. And so anyone coming out to the event tomorrow night can get stickers. There will be lots of stickers, and hopefully people will be excited to put them up in as many public spaces around as possible, so we can stop just, you know, talking about Harper's foreign policy from the standpoint of, oh, he made a mistake or he's done something, you know, there's an error, but really start talking about it in the language of crimes, because I really do believe that if you look at these policies in their total, for certain, these really are, you know, crimes against humanity.
Oh, this is a really interesting preview of your lecture tomorrow. This is great. Well, I guess we got to get going, but thanks so much for volunteering your very precious time right now. We'll, of course, be happy to see you tomorrow. We'll get those stickers out, and we'll be able to get your book. So, Eve, thanks so much for being here with us today.
Thanks a lot for having me.
Thanks. Bye-bye.